me?
Yona, morning. How you doing? Everything good?
How you doing? What's up?
All right. Jenna, two questions. First one. I have the caregiver that I mentioned you about, the one about the termination letter. Nakia Lee.
Yes, hopefully we'll do it momentarily. And Charmaine Boyer, we know.
Charmaine Boyer. Oh, Charmaine Boyer, do you know if they bounce back?
It bounced back. It bounced back last night, which is a little later than normal, but it bounced back last night.
Great. That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, so yeah, I'll let her know that we will address because she has been like also calling our leader and telling him like, hey, she just coming from vacation. And as the second question was actually regarding patient Chairman Jones. It was addressed by you and Shauna that there was like a decrease of hours on this month. And
Person?
yeah, Sherman.
Sherman.
Yeah, Sherman Jones.
Sherman Jones. Take a peek. Let me just pull him up. Hold on one second.
No problem.
I'm making Mary Moy. Oh, it's not yours. I'm making Mary Moyes red. That's not yours. Just give me half a second to pull everything up.
No problem.
Looks like they're at 84. Right now, he's still at 80. He's in appeal right now. You leave it. So, do you know how appeal works?
Yeah, normally, I mean, no, actually, I mean, he told me, I mean, as per the note, it tells like it seems that the SC is telling like, hey, keep the normal hours in the meantime.
That's correct. So the way it works is they do what's called an assessment, and they check how many hours they think the insurance needs. And hold on, who's calling me? I have no idea. They check how many hours the client needs. That they can do that either they have to do it once a year annually. They also do it with a big hospitalization or if the client requests an increase. All right. It's called a trigger assessment. Same thing, really. And that out any of those, even if you ask for hours to go up, they can sometimes go down. So in this case, he had an annual assessment and they determined he only needs 42. He doesn't need 84. So they lowered him. Then he has 10 days from notification to appeal. If he appeals within 10 days, then it remains at 84 pending assessment, and it generally will be determined within 2 weeks.
Within 10 days. Oh, okay.
Okay, so right now he's in the appeal process. It can go either way. But if they decided to cut him that radically, it's highly probable. I mean, he's only 45. Unless he's a bedbound client, he's probably going to lose his hours. So we'll see what happens. But for now, you could leave it at 84.
Okay, no problem. It's just like to keep track of payroll. All right. Thank you so much, Jenna.
No problem.
Have a good one.
Bye.